Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Is there a better word than dank to describe the conditions outside?
Nope. Moist.
Nope. Moist.
Oh, I hate
dank.
That word.
Yes.
You know what? I think Scary has the best explanation ever.
It's like walking into somebody's mouth.
Yeah. Oh, I used to always hear it's like walking into somebody something else.
Well, you have permission to use that.
I won't say that.
It's like getting smacked in the head with somebody something else. You walk outside your door, it's like, damn.
I mean, it smells
and hot.
Yeah, like hot garbage out there. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, but hold on. I have a question, Nate. And actually, Everybody in the room, we'll go around. Would you rather it be 100 degrees or would you rather it be 30 degrees?
30. 30 degrees. Bless you, Scary.
30.
I will take cold all day long. I don't mind. I'll put on a sweater. I'll put on long underwear. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
I'm the opposite.
You can always warm up, but it's very hard to cool off.
Thank you.
That is true. Oh, that is true.
I guess I'm the only one.
What's your answer to that?
100.
No, that's because I think you've gotten used to it. I think that's part of the problem.
Totally.
It doesn't bother me. I'd rather be hot than freezing cold. I can never get warm.
I will give you body heat. I will warm you up. But seriously, you share the bed with Lisa, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're sharing a bed with someone, I don't even want them near me. Like get as far away from me as possible when it's warm out, because you get that stickiness and that extra body heat.
That's exactly
nasty.
So Brandon will start by snuggling me and then he gets angry. He's like, God, you're so hot, you're like a little heater, and he just rolls away.
Oh my god.
That's like Heather. She'll start backing up into me. I'm like, nope, you stay the fuck over there. You're too hot for this shit.
You don't need to shower after coming in from the house cold.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. When I came home from the baseball game last night, everything was just drenched and sticky and sticking to stuff.
Oh God.
You had a shower.
Yeah. Well, how could you sit at a baseball game for
It was not
hours?
Easy. We were eating ice cream at $14 a pop.
You know what? The only thing worse than that was at the PNC Bank Arts Center where I saw Chris Rock and Kevin Hart last night. The way the theater is shaped, it's shaped like a giant soup bowl. And I was in the middle of this soup bowl. I felt like literally hot soup. My shirt was fucking drenched.
What type of soup are we talking?
It was like a wet t-shirt contest?
It was bad.
Chicken noodle?
I brought paper towels with
Italian
me.
Italian wedding?
What?
I bring paper towels with me. I put them in my back pocket so I could dab my face. They came in.
But don't they have air conditioning in there?
No,
it's outdoor arena.
Oh, it was outside.
It's like domed, and you're in a bowl, and but there's no air. It's all stagnant. There's no AC. Ugh. There's nothing.
Speaking of stagnant, what the hell are you doing right now?
Huh? I'm not doing anything. I'm doing a podcast.
No, hang on. Will this hold?
What?
The hell are you doing?
It's hot in here.
I don't want to deal with this shit.
I have my shoes off.
Why?
Because it's fucking hot. We just had a hot conversation.
So take your pants off.
Do I have to explain why?
What?
Do I have to explain why I have my shoes
what
off?
What funk is on these floors? We had somebody shit on it a few years ago.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna get MRSA.
Disgusting shit. And
besides, hot air rises. Why are your feet hot? And your head's not.
My feet are hot because I'm not wearing socks.
Well, that's another thing. Why aren't you wearing socks?
But so, Gandhi.
Yeah.
What do you do now if Skiri comes to your apartment?
He's never coming over now.
Because you want him to take his shoes off.
No. You ruined it. Look what you did,
Skiri. Now that
you're
I'm aware.
Squeezing. You know someone's getting off on this.
Oh, nobody's getting off on those things.
People are getting off the podcast.
Do you have bunions?
He's got like talons over there.
Are those bunions?
And that's why I don't let him in my swimming pool.
I'm a little overdue for a little clipping.
Ugh. Your one toe is at an angle. It's like at a 45-degree angle.
It is. You guys make fun of my toe. Because my pinky toe sits on top of my fourth toe. However, my toes don't, they're all straight. They don't grow at a 45-degree angle.
No, that's bad. If as soon as one toe goes over the next and overlaps, that you need to get the surgery.
Can you hang upside down from a tree limb?
Hold on a second. Scary. What does that mean when that happens?
That's a bunion.
I thought the bunion was the side of your foot jutting out.
Yeah.
The curvature of the bone, at causing your curve inward. Your thumb, and that's what a bunion
thumb?
Is.
Thumb. I'm googling a bunion.
I think your big toe takes the same angle as your dick. Because doesn't your dick go to the left a little bit?
Hold on. How do you know that, Nate?
Right. Slight right.
12:30.
Because he talks about
it.
Don't forget, Scary's left-handed, so he must have bent it slight right.
Scary, that's definitely a bunion. You have a bunion going on.
Wait, it's a bunion.
Yeah,
a
according
bunion,
to the Google images.
But you know how painful it is for them to do the surgery on it? They have to shave the bone.
And you can't drive for a while. If it's your driving foot, it's like a big deal.
Mine's not extreme. It's only my right foot, and it's not extreme.
Did you say your dick's at 1 o'clock?
No, what? Huh?
When was the last time you shaved your bone? I got questions.
What you talking about, Willis?
You just said you're at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
I should never have Google imaged this.
Yeah, that would be 1 o'clock.
Unless you're 2 o'clock. No, not 3 o'clock.
Who else has a topic? Let's move on.
I put my shoes back on for the record.
Yeah.
And now you're just marinating in the funk of the floor and your foot sweat.
You have the squishy sound.
I agree. You definitely have MRSA on there right now.
There's a staph infection rising.
Since we're talking about this topic, I got something that happened to me at dinner the other night. And I wanted to run it by you guys, especially the men in the room. But ladies, you can chime in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. No, I want you to, when I tell you what it is, it's about, you'll hear it. You'll know why I said that. I wasn't giving the women permission to speak.
He gave you permission to speak.
Yeah, ladies. Raise your hand, though.
Yeah, the little lady can come out of the kitchen now.
Right. Get in line. Raise your hand.
I was at a very nice steakhouse on Friday night.
Who paid?
My wife did. Not Scary. And I went into the bathroom after dinner, and a drunk guy came into the stall next to him, into the urinal next to me with the little divider between us. And he was drunk, he was talking about his valet parking was messed up. I don't know. I was like, okay, dude, yeah, that sounds terrible. Great. Anyway, I walked away to go wash my hands, you know, and he was still at the urinal. So I hear, hey, man, let's go. So I turn around, and I was like, I hope he's not talking to me. I didn't do anything wrong. And then he says, dude, I want to get home tonight. Don't do me like this. Come on, motherfucker, work. And I turned around and he was yelling at his dick. He couldn't pee. So guys, first of all, have you ever been so drunk you couldn't pee? And second of all, have you ever yelled at your penis to work for whatever you needed it to work for? Ladies, you can chime in.
Froggy, I feel like this is right up your alley.
I don't think I've ever done either one before.
No.
I don't drink. So I'm not really qualified.
Doesn't come out.
Well, I'm not really qualified to answer that because I've only been super ripped a couple times. But no, I don't remember that. But number two, I never yelled at my dick.
Scotty, have you ever yelled at your penis?
Scott, no. I've yelled at my ass to not make me shit my pants.
Who are you on the phone with?
Okay. What body part have you yelled at? Garrett, you ever yelled at your penis?
No.
No? Scott, as Gary?
No, I haven't. No. Yeah. Not, it's never not worked when you needed it?
No.
I don't think anyone's going to admit to that in the 15-minute morning show if it were true.
Ladies, have you ever had your privates not work for you?
My dick fails me constantly. All the time. It's crazy.
I think this is Brandon. He's very disappointed.
Sorry, I think Danielle has a penis for sure.
If you say you're not admitting it,
mine always works.
That's more premium content. See me on my OnlyFans, and I'll tell everything you want to know. I've decided, I think that we should hold back more, information, and then we put it behind like a paywall, like a Patreon page, and then give them the extreme stuff there.
So in other words, like they screwed you over by showing your feed for free.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
Nobody's going to pay for that.
Yes, Gandhi. I don't think anyone's going
to. Are you on a serious conversation?
No, Josh called me. He needed me to put something in.
Oh. We're not talking about feet.
Tony was like on the phone with like a bank or something.
No.
Like, we were out to dinner yesterday, actually on Saturday, and one of our friends, she was like, after the bill came, she's like, yeah, I think I'm going to start an OnlyFans and do feet pics now for a living.
So, was the bill that much?
It was expensive. Yeah, we ordered a couple of bottles.
More expensive than breakfast?
A couple of my friends ordered some bottles of wine. So,
Did you have any wine?
Yeah, more than your breakfast bill Friday?
I had a glass of wine, yes.
So you chipped in evenly?
I did.
Yeah, was it more than the $500 breakfast, Froggy wants to know?
Yeah, about that. Brody ordered steak and eggs as soon as he found out I was paying. So
that counts as his steak dinner?
Yeah, you got a steak dinner.
Listeners were saying it counts as
a
steak dinner.
First of all, it's not dinner. Second of all, no, it was like $15, $20.
I couldn't believe when I offered to pay for breakfast for everybody at the expensive place. It was like the hotel breakfast place that I wanted to try. I didn't realize what I was getting into at the time. In fact, people that don't even work this shift, the overnight person was here and they got in on breakfast. And before long, I realized, and Gandhi wasn't even here. And the bill came to like $500.
I'm that's messed up.
Oh my God. What did everybody
You gotta know that that's.
And we didn't even get the one thing we really wanted, the pigs
in a blanket.
I didn't even get anything.
You have to know that's what happens around here because all y'all motherfuckers. I remember the first time I'm like, I gave my credit card. I'm like, hey, you'll go get whatever coffee for everybody. Then everybody throws on fucking sandwiches and all this other bullshit. I'm like, no. So instead of a $25 coffee bill, it was a $150.
That happened to me. It was like $200 when everybody ordered breakfast. I was so mad at you guys.
And they put a 20% gratuity on top. So, you know, what's 20% of $410 to $10?
$80.
$80. That's your $500 right there.
I will.
So it's $420 and an $80 tip.
Scary. Other than the people who ordered the steak because they thought they were being an asshole.
That would be Diamond and Brody.
No, Deanna ordered steak and eggs.
Deanna,
I said that sounds good. It wasn't a cost thing.
A regular breakfast was how much money? I mean, we ordered
very
like
they're all $20.
Ridiculous. So whose fault is it for ordering from a place and offering to pay?
Who gives a 20% tip on takeout?
I do.
That's what you get for a waitress service.
No, I get more than 20% for a waitress.
Oh, that's insane.
For a big bill like that, yeah.
You have to do it.
Inflation, supply chain issues, they're dealing with a lot of shit.
10% is inflation. Come on.
We should do credit card roulette one morning for breakfast.
No, we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't.
Not with
this
one.
That's always fun.
We'll set a limit. We'll all put it in.
No.
I blame Scary for picking that place and then offering.
No, we have to order first.
You know.
Everybody has to order first because at the end of the day, if we order first, no one's going to be like, oh, now I'm ordering something else. We all order it and then we put our credit cards in.
Nothing about this game sounds fun.
No.
I will say you kind of screwed yourself, Scary, when you said, I'm buying breakfast for everybody. People come out of the fucking woodwork.
Yeah. But you know what? And I know people think we're exaggerating. No, the bill was really $420 with tax plus an $80 tip.
Yeah, well, here's
$500, $498 to be exact.
It's a, is Roxy 4 stars? I don't know if it's a 4-star hotel.
I don't know.
It's very pricey.
But it's, let's put it this way. It's a 4-star hotel and it's New York City and
people
it's breakfast.
It.
And
no,
it's,
I think people believe it.
Right back.
I think everyone believes it. Are you hearing people on the podcast saying they don't believe it?
$498.
You can't even see that.
Can't read that.
Yeah,
scary.
You can't read it.
And by the way, the breakfast was the breakfast wasn't that great either.
It was all right.
It's faded.
Okay, yeah, we got it.
Oh my God.
You can pull it away, Scary. What was that, Danielle?
The breakfast wasn't even that great. I mean, it was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, my steak was chewy, Scary.
And the sausage was weird.
I ain't going back there.
Well, did you order the English breakfast?
Yeah. The beans were awesome.
Oh, the beans were amazing.
Yeah, but would you really pay
that much money for beans?
$24 for beans and sausage?
No.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Come on.
What's the most you'd pay for sausage, Danielle?
So Scary pays for breakfast, and the best feeling is walking out and going, where am I? Bacon and egg. Bacon and egg. Anybody see a bacon and egg? No bacon and egg.
Yeah. So, right. His so I will say this.
Out?
Yeah. His food got left out. They took it off my bill. So sorry. So minus $20. It was $478. But the guy said, tell Garrett next time he comes in, breakfast is on us. So you are owed a breakfast. You're going to go see my boy over there, and he's going to sit you down and you're going to have your breakfast for
you. You have a boy, and it was still $500?
If you had a boy, you should have got a discount.
And we're like sitting all over their dining.
They took Garrett's food off the menu, but they still charged you tax and tips. So
that's right.
Good job.
Oh, why is Garrett going to sit there to eat breakfast?
Yeah. Never.
By himself. I've done it a couple times. I've gone over there and eaten.
Take him up on it. Are you serious?
So didn't somebody say AOA just went out of business?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
So Scotty and I stayed in the hotel across the street one time. This is what, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago,
right?
During a snowstorm. Yeah. And there was something wrong with my room. And the woman was very apologetic at the front desk. She goes, well, here's breakfast or lunch on me. And she gives me a coupon to go to AOA. Can't use it now.
Never went. Nope. That's just like the time. That's just like the time when I saw Turner and Hooch at the movies. And the
oh, you're the one.
And the film melted on the screen before it ended, and they gave me a ticket. They gave me a ticket to come back, and then the theater went out of business a month later.
Yeah, how about me? I paid for 10 car washes up front to get a discount, and then guess what? 4 or 5 car washes through, the car wash went out of business, and the other, I'm just left holding the bag on the other 5.
Look, it's no different. I have a Toys R Us gift card. The whole frickin' chain went out of business.
No, they're coming back.
They're coming back.
But it's not the same owner.
It probably won't be the same gift card.
Yeah. Right. And what about that $50 gift card to what's that grocery store that went out of business? Oh, my God. The one with the F.
Fairway. Yeah.
I tried to get Scotty to use. I'm like, Scotty, Fairway went out of business, but there's got to be a way we can call up because they're under a new name and new management now.
They went bankrupt.
Still a grocery store in that location.
What I'm learning is I should get my bacon and egg before the Roxy goes out of business.
Yes. Right.
Yep.
You run over there right now after this. In fact, we're done.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.